What a special weekend for those associated with Te Waipapa Taumatarau. University Marae has gone into whakamoe ahead of a campus closure, and the university's Epsom campus is closed this weekend, and the Faculty of Education and Social Work begins its move to the city. Hemi Dale has been teaching our aspiring reo Māori teachers at the Epsom campus for many a year. And so the whare has been a very important and focal point for our tauira Māori across decades. And he's kindly with us today to reflect on where to from here. Thanks for your time. Te rangatira, Hemi, tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Dale. Ngā mihi rā, kia koe o tira ki tō tātou iwi whakarongo mai nei tēnei wā.
Tēnā koe. Can you tell us a little about the background to Tūtahi Tonu? You know, when it was built and who carved it, these sorts of kaupapa, please, Hemi.
Kia ora, Dale. Well, you're absolutely right. Tūtahi Tonu is our whare nui at the Epsom campus of the Faculty of Education and Social Work. And over the weekend, we celebrated the 40th birthday, if you like, of the whare. Tūtahi Tonu was the second whare nui to be established in a tertiary setting after Te Kupuna o Te Mātauranga at the Palms North Teachers College. And so we drew together past students, supporters, all those stakeholders who've been connected to our marae over the last 40 years and celebrated those 40 years on the Saturday. And as you said in your intro, there's kind of two parts to this. And I was a little bit of an emotional mess over the weekend in the sense that, on the one hand, I was so excited to be celebrating the 40 years. But then, on the other, I'm very much aware that our faculty is moving into the city campus. And so, on the Sunday morning, led by Ngāti Whātua, we kind of went through a process to put our whare nui to sleep for a period of time, about 6 to 8 months, and as we look to shift, and we're going to resurrect the whare on a new location on the city campus. So that's kind of where we're heading in terms of the whare.
Mm. Yeah, tēnā koe. You know, one thing about our whare Māori and our whare nui is that they can be, you know, quite flash and opulent and beautiful. There are many I could point to, and then there can be some that are much more humble, built of humble and sometimes materials that are drawn in from all over, and then there's the willingness of those to adorn them with whakaero and the like, but they all serve the same purpose, and that makes them extra special. What do you know of the carvings for Tūtahi Tonu and also where the whare itself was sourced from some of the background to it?
Yeah, that's a great question. In terms of our whare, it did begin from, it did have humble beginnings in a sense. We've sort of colloquially called our whare the whare that fell off the back of a truck. And that's literally kind of what happened in the early 80s. I'll just back the truck up a little bit there. In the mid to late 70s, there was the idea that the time had come to establish a marae on our campus. And so Taru Rankin was the senior head of department, senior lecturer at the time, and he kind of drove that project. And so the way that history played out was that the North Shore branch of the campus was closing down, and so the resources from that campus came across to the Epsom campus. And so one of those was a classroom that was destined to be used by the music department. And as the story unfolds, it's the truck driver arrives and on our campus and is a bit uncertain as to where to go. And so he sees Taru and says to Taru, "I'm bringing this over from the North Shore campus, and can you just direct me as to where it needs to go?" So Taru's response was, "You're in the right place. Going over there." He rang up Haere Tawhai and Mangere, and Haere quickly came across, blessed the ground, and then the whare was lowered down onto its present site, and the rest is history in a sense after that. And so the students, who many of whom were with us on the weekend, they became the group that drove the furnishing of the building as a what was a prefab, and turned that into whare tamua carvers. But I just want to acknowledge the main carver, Mark Claristich, from Ngāti Wharara up at Waifatafata, just on the other side of Opanone. He led most of the carving, and he produced carvings which are absolutely exceptional. And so I just want to acknowledge him and the Claristich whānau, his dad John Claristich, who I think is in his early 90s now, has been a long supporter of our whare. And we've been lucky to have him give us some direction as we sort of had to contemplate what does a shift to another site mean in terms of shifting our whare, because it's not something that one sees necessarily every day.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I'm pleased that Waipapa Taumatara or Auckland University have seen fit to reinstate it. It's already got a magnificent whare, as we know, Waipapa, but perhaps be the first learning environment that has two whare. And, of course, it's been such a whare manaaki for so many across the years. It's obviously, at times, some of our tauira really benefit from and are given tautoko from these Māori environs. Whare and nui provide those safe spaces for many of us. So even though it might have humble beginnings and essentially started off as a prefab, what's gone on inside it has been very special across four decades now, Hemi. Is it unusual to have, like Auckland Uni, to have two whare?
Sort of yes, in a way. Initially, the conversation we had within the university, one of the responses we got was, "Oh, you can't have two whare nui on the one campus." And so, our strategy thereafter was to just rethink who we're talking to. And so, we reached out again, and then across all Māori staff at the university, and it was a resounding, absolutely, we can have two whare. Just to point to.
I'll just dial hear me back. Apologies there, I've hit the wrong button, but that can happen time to time. Yeah, my apologies to you, Hemi. Sorry about that, mate. I hit the wrong button. Tēnā koe, mate. Right. Just continue that kōrero, please.
Yeah, and so over the last 40 years, we've kind of adhered to the intent of the name Tūtahi Tonu, working together with our students to grow effective teachers for Māori medium spaces and to create a safe learning space and environment for our students as they become immersed in te reo Māori, tikanga Māori, mātauranga Māori, all of those things. So that's some of the specialness, if you like, of the whare. And one other comment I just make too is sometimes history has a sense of humour in that in the new space that we're going to be located in, we're going to have a wall that's going to, a stone wall that's going to protect us. It wasn't the original purpose that the stone wall was set up. It's called the Albert Barracks Wall, and it was set up in the late 1840s, I think, when there was a bit of a fear that I think some of my tūpuna were going to come down from the north and ransack Auckland. And so the wall still stands, and we're kind of looking at it through different eyes now as keep our whare nice and safe in its new space. And going forward, we're going to reopen the whare at the time of Matariki next year. We're writing a book too about the history of the whare, the people that have been involved in it, and we'll look to launch the book at that time as well. So the optimistic part of me looks forward to what's to come and the new part of the journey in the new space.
Tēnā koe. And I'm assuming that the entire campus is moving to the city, staff as well. It's had a strong contribution to our Māori education, the entire Epsom campus, but in particular the mahi that you've been doing and the whare that and the mahi that the whare has supported over the years. Everyone's moving into town, are they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. I'm not sure quite how I feel about moving into town or the, well, particularly the drive into town, getting there each morning. But, we're kind of starting a new chapter, if you like, in terms of our journey in that, but looking to continue to serve our schools and community and into the future. In terms of our program, the Huarahi Māori program, will be established there and right around where the whare nui is going to sit. And I, without wanting to sound too pushy, we've still got some places open for students if people are thinking that teaching in the medium of te reo Māori is what they want to do. Tikanga Māori focus, mātauranga Māori focus, and we're still looking for students, good people who want to serve our community well.